The Lord will guide you continually, Isaiah 58:11. The Lord will guide you moment by moment, not just an assigned guardian angel, but God himself. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. Romans 8, verse 9. Christ is in every born-again Christian through the indwelling Holy Spirit. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God, who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him. But we have the mind, the understanding of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:12-16. We are continually to hear the guiding voice of the great shepherd. For like sheep we go astray, and if we follow closely, we'll avoid many sorrows. If you have to change jobs, if you have to move to a new home, if you lose your wealth or health, if you're forced to live with strangers or former enemies, know the Lord will guide you continually. There's no trouble out of which you can't be saved if your conscious state of mind is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 14:17. Intimacy with God will keep you warm, wrapped in his love. As long as you are consciously led of the Holy Spirit, you'll have infallible wisdom to direct you, unchanging love to comfort you, and eternal power to defend you. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5, 16-25. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. 1 Corinthians 3, 16-17.